welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 20th, 2025. Well, the doors of difficulty have been opened with Eric yesterday. I've had a couple of emails of recent, and I'm sharing them with you because they're concerning to me about how people are functioning in this lifetime, how they're basically functioning in this world. It seems that there is a lot of pessimistic people out there who are deeply afraid or have lost their spirit of what they're supposed to do in this world. And I get this email from Craig. Now, again, like Eric, he doesn't tell me where he lives or what's going on with him. Just he's depressed by the news, and that's what goes on within him. So he says, how do you, meaning me, live in a world that is filled with hate and dysfunction, he put in here. So he then talks about the soullessness, and I don't even know if he really understands what the soul is, but he says it's a soulless kind of existence here on Earth, and I'm going to leave it at that. He uses other words, and I'm going to let them go, but I do agree with him, though, on the words he used. This is a very difficult world we live in, and every great spiritual teacher has said to us that this was a very difficult world. In this world, Jesus said, you will always have the poor, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. I mean, that can't be real inspiring to the average Christian. This is the way it is, and it's not going to change. And if it's not going to change, I hear what people are thinking. Why even bother? Blah, 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 blah. So we start to get very pessimistic about it all. You ask me how I live in this world. You ask specifically of me. And I can only tell you things that I live for and do that allow me to be here with you right now in this podcast. Okay, so I'm going to share with you my motive of operandi, as I like to call it. I am not here to service the pedestrian mentality. There are plenty of other people, other religious leaders, etc., that would be more than happy to give you the pedestrian answer to everything. Whatever I do and how I live in this world, I live in three measures. And I teach this to my students, none of which I know of really does it. The first is I live simply. I eat out of one bowl, as it were. I don't make a big to-do about what I don't have. I don't make a big to-do of what I need. I don't do any of that. I live very simply. And I have found that in eating simply, in doing things simply, simply for the fact of the honor of, for instance, being with you right now, just to help you understand, Craig, the meaning of life. It is enough for me to share with you. So I live in a kind of a simple little life. I don't go out much anymore. I don't get involved with politics and things like that. But I live very simply. I work here in my studio. I work at hospice. And when I'm there, I simply do it because I can. And I have for over 35 years. So it is something that is just a part of my nature as a person. I am following the virtue of my nature. And until I found the virtue of my nature, I was just going through the motions of living. And then I found that through the loss of many things that I thought were very valuable, that really weren't valuable, I came into that moment of living more simply in a kindness that was beyond the realm of what I was raised as and socially what is acceptable. With my simplicity came solitude, and I live in solitude. I don't engage in the frivolity of anything that would be, let's say, crowd-oriented. I do love my children that I work with in my BATMO project and helping them, and that is something I'm always looking forward to in being with young people and maybe giving them or showing them the alternative to living in conventional means. That's very important to me, that they have an example of what it means to live unconventionally and in the process of kindness. I use the symbol, the metaphor of Batman, because he does a great deal of good without anyone really knowing who he is. And I love that about him. I love it that he's like, he's a form of Robin Hood in a way, but more a form of Robin Hood combined with Zorro, let's say, who did a lot of great good in his, you know, mythological life. And I tried to teach children, do good, but don't take credit for it. So I use my energies much more, shall we say, poignantly. I have a determination to use my energies in ways that help anyone who comes across my path who asks for it. If a person asks for my help, I will do all I can. If they don't, I don't give them any of my teachings. There's no way I can do that. You don't need what sounds crazy to you or opinionated to you, so I don't do that. The way, the manner of the way is a very important thing I have found out, and it can only be given out of simplicity, solitude, and the third, I live in silence a great deal. I live alone. I enjoy it. I find it very interesting what comes up within me, how it manifests within me. This silence is a voice, a deep and profound voice. It is not something to be ignored. So, of course, I don't ignore it. In everything I do, I hear the tone of silence, and that's the way I live. In silence, I speak of words in silence. I do my work, my discourses, this podcast. Everything is done from the three. They combine into one. Simplicity, solitude, silence. They create a lifestyle. And it is not one that everyone would find particularly interesting. But for my mentality and for where I am in my unfoldment, this means a great deal to me. It has brought to me an energy that I have never known before in my youth. It's much more powerful than passion, and it's much more insightful than reasoning. It has no logic and no bearing in reason and logic. It has its bearing in compassion, in love. And this is something that most people just ignore. There's no gratification in living a life of a lack of revenge. And people throw many things at me. Sometimes they're questions. Sometimes they're accusations. There are many things that people throw at me, but I treat them all the same. I realize that in the essence of it all, most people know not what they do, and they are deeply forgiven. So, Craig, that's where I operate from. That's how I do it. It has been a very beautiful experience. If I were to leave my body in this moment, I would leave with gratitude and humility, because that's really what it's all about. Humility and gratitude, not gratification. And that's what most people are into. Anyway, I hope that helps. Very few people ever ask of me what I do and all of that. So I hope in some odd, curious way it helps you. helps you understand what this lifestyle is all about. All right, I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you all for listening. If you have any questions you want me to answer, please feel free to do so at greg@aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful weekend. Please forgive me. Namaste.